Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM Shir number 129. That's by Pnimi Shir for Men, Shir number 129. In our culture, unfortunately, people view sex as its own entity, separate from the relationship very often. We see this over and over again in the hyper-focus of it in our society. It's perceived as an ultimate goal. That is where their advertising is. That's where their appeal is. It's a billion-dollar industry. The idea of just doing it, the idea of just hooking up without any expectation of commitment between two people, that fantasy that puts people in this bubble of a false dream that ends up in tremendous dissatisfaction and terrible pain and ruination of lives. And although sex within marriage is, of course, very important, we wouldn't have the shiurim discussing this if it wouldn't be important, even extremely important, but it's not the only part of marriage that you pursue. It's a part and a fabric of the entire marriage. If we didn't say it enough, we have to say it more often, every time, especially to be magdim when we give shiurim discussing the physical part of it. It is a part of the fabric of the whole marriage. And you can never experience, no matter how much the warped human mind may try to imagine it, but you can never experience true satisfying sex or fulfilling sex that's separate from the relationship, that's separate from the connectivity of bonding one person to another, husband to wife, wife to husband. You can't have one without the other to be satisfied and to be happy in life. You cannot have sex separate from the relationship. In a marriage relationship, you cannot have the relationship without the physical. But people who try to separate the two, people who try to just have that physical without connecting it to the relationship or emphasizing it or involved in the sexuality without the relationship in mind, they will never have a satisfying relationship. It will only create a tremendous amount of agmas nefesh. Hashem built into human beings to be relational. And our culture disconnects sex from relationships, but sex is part of the relationships. That's what makes it most satisfying. That's what makes it most meaningful. That's where we find the most joy. That's the way Hashem created the relationships. That's the way Hashem created us. That's the way Hashem created sexuality in human beings. That's the first yesod to always remember. The second yesod to remember with all of this is Hashem made men and women different from each other. Most of the time, we're pretty happy about that. And most of the time, it's viewed as a beautiful thing. But the differences between the genders could create difficulties and challenging aspects to it, because Hashem did wire men and women differently in their physical constitution, in their mental makeup, in their physiological makeup, and in the way they view the physical relationship and sexuality. It's totally different one from the other, which creates an appeal, which creates a spark, but at the same time creates a lot of tension and is a potential to create a lot of pain. But one needs to work on that and to understand what Hashem wants from us pertaining to this. So is sex about pleasure? Yeah, it's about pleasure. But is it about immediate gratification all the time? Immediate pleasure? No, that's not the way Hashem designed it. It's not about me per se. Hashem wants you to enjoy it. Hashem wants you to make the most of it and to appreciate it. And ultimately, if a couple does things right, to really truly enjoy it with a tremendous love. He wants you to enjoy a healthy sex life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He just doesn't want it to be about you. He doesn't want you, even as you're enjoying it, it's not to be about you. It's not to be selfish. It's not to be contained and defined just in the physicality of it. And the more the two work together as a couple, the more you work together as a couple in a real way, the more rewarding it will be. And the more frustrated one becomes, and the more selfish or the more entangled in a negative way, then you run into problems. Then you separate yourselves from one another in a negative way. So the idea is to reestablish the healthy aspects of it and to bring it to you and to bring it to the marriage in a healthy way. Okay, so we sometimes, unfortunately, use this aspects of when you cheat on each other. Chas v'shalom, it could be, you know, what we call through adultery, through pornography, and that's the expression used when you cheat in your marriage, which is a terrible thing, and we don't want to discuss it now. We never want to discuss it, although we had a few shiurim on that, and we're going to have to do that from time to time. But one has to understand that in many, many levels, you cheat on your marriage, even if you're technically faithful physically, and technically you're faithful even emotionally, meaning you don't have any outside connections that are not healthy. You often cheat when you withhold affection. You cheat when you give too much time and energy, even to your children, even to others besides your spouses. You cheat when you connect, you know, emotionally to things you shouldn't connect with. And you cheat when you don't fully give yourselves to your spouses, whether you don't give to them sexually or emotionally or in any other way. We cheat when we become selfish with our sexuality, even if we're technically being loyal and faithful. If it's more about me versus about the we, then that's in a certain way cheating. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where there's a lack of shalom, where Hashem is not there or removes himself from the picture because of that. Because if it's about self-centeredness, then the Shechina can't be there. You know, it ties into Gaiva, where it says when you're Bal Gaiva, then Hashem says he can't be there, Kaviyach. Old Hashem is everywhere, of course. But in the Hashoras HaShechina, it's not. So this cheating that we're talking about now is often simply hurting ourselves by our self-absorption, by thinking just of ourselves, and by not using the physicality in a healthy way. And that is very, very important. We have to face our selfishness head on. When it comes to the sexual relationship, if you all want the climaxing and you all want the orgasms and you all want the timings of it and you all want this technical things and it, all this stuff without the relational aspects of it falls flat, ultimately gets deteriorates. Good sex is other centers. It allows you focusing solely on your wife, to focus on her needs. And as you do that, she focuses on yours. And it's a relationship pleasure that's so deep that you wouldn't want to do anything to diminish it and to ruin it. Once you achieve it, you don't want anything to ruin it or to diminish it. It's other-centered. It allows you to focus solely on your wife. That is the way Hashem designed it. That's the way he wants it. It's for a purpose. He created us for a purpose. He wants our lives to count. He values each and every one of us individually. But he values you to fulfill your greatest potential, and your greatest potential is to be like him. Mm-hmm. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his main midah is, of course, he doesn't need anything, he just wants to give. We have needs, so we have a right to ask for our needs, and Shemayin Esrei we actually do. But to emulate him, we need to develop this aspect of our personality that views giving as the main attribute of the Nisein without the expectation of being makabel, and even when you're makabel, and even when you receive, it's for the purpose of giving, like we explained many times before. So the idea being is that the sexual concept in a marriage is both a privilege and an achrayas. It's both. Neither one could say it's not their problem when there's issues there. They need to work together on it. Sometimes they need a mentor to work through things over there. And a lot of times it's misunderstandings that have to be worked through. Each one is well-meaning and they try and they just need, to work through things, to remove the insecurities and the egos that each one may have in order to work on serving each other and working with each other and satisfying each other's needs. Other needs first and then sexual needs after that. But all needs need to be worked on being met in a normal, healthy way. So that is the idea. You know, for many men, it is true, the physical act is an important part of it. Women, of course, need to understand that. And in the women, Shiurim, we do talk about that, that they should understand that that's the way men are often made that way. But, you know, of course, and if the physical is not part of it, then you don't really have that sexual relationship, and it's really not a marriage. In Hashem's view, the way halacha is, if the physical part is refused, it's not a marriage. But the physical part alone is not going to work, and many husbands, especially men, need to understand this part. If the emotional part of your marriage isn't working, if the relationship part of your marriage isn't working, and many men lack in that, many men are weak in this area, then don't expect the physical to work too well. And that's not her responsibility, that's ours as husbands, our responsibility. We bear part of that responsibility. We have to look ourselves in the mirror and recognize if the physical sexual relationship needs work, very often it's ourselves that need to do that work. Because if the emotional and relational part of it is not there strong enough, then yeah, then it's very likely you won't have a healthy sexual relationship. Hashem, basically, that's the way he put it. It's sex, again, is part of a bigger picture. And we men, even if we have Shmir Sinayim, I'm talking about people that are not, you know, that struggle with that, and all of us struggle to a certain extent, but if we are overall, Baruch Hashem, healthy, we're loyal, we have Shmir Sinayim, and that's an achievement in and of itself. It's a big bracha that you're focusing inward, but that's not enough. That's the Sur Meira aspect of it, to remove the negative influences. But now you have to work on the Asei Toif. Now you turn inward towards your wife. And it's not just a matter of having a sexual outlet with your wife. It's a matter of showing a real, true, emotional, and spiritual, loving relationship with your wife. And that's from that is where healthy sexuality begins to grow. It's very hard to talk about this. It's very hard to talk to each other about this. It's very hard sometimes for husbands to hear from their wives what they're not satisfied about pertaining to their relationship, why they're not in the mood of having sex very often. Very often is because there's an emotional disconnect. Sometimes it's very, very hard. It's very hard for them to emotionally to engage physically when they don't feel connected emotionally. So this is the idea. Of course, the idea is, and on both ends we talk about this, they should try to work very hard to fulfill each other's, all their needs, including their sexual needs, and not to deprive each other of sexual relations or needs out of spite or out of anger or out of discontent. There are times we both need to agree to refrain, so you can give yourself more space and so on and so forth. Sometimes you go to a mentor, an advisor, they tell you sometimes to take certain breaks with it, whatever the case may be. But there's a certain equality there. There's a certain reciprocity over there. It's the idea of never chalila holding out back from each other, but at the same time respecting each other's space. So when there is this need to abstain, other than the need to period, it cannot be done on your own. It really needs the advice of a mentor who advises it when that's part of the healing of the marriage in certain rare or unusual situations where that's necessary. Always needing to be a matter of mutual consent, both on the part of the husband and the part of the wife. And there's agreed upon time period for which afterwards a normal relationship physically can, renews itself and starts again. And the emotional aspects of connecting and the respect needs to be there at all times. So this is the idea. You know, very often, and I'll say this on the men's side, we in error, totally false, that our wives are withholding from us, when really that's not what they're doing. They're not doing that. They're not doing it out of intentional. They're not doing it out of anger. They're not doing it out of manipulation. They're doing it simply because they don't feel loved. They don't feel the emotional needs met. Sometimes we do not give it to them. Sometimes we are lacking in our giving them our full attention and love emotionally. And when we don't do that, and we don't listen to them, and we don't engage in them emotionally in a real, real way, then they will have difficulty connecting to us sexually, and they won't respond as such. And therefore, it's important for us, for the men, to develop that emotional aspect. Now, some of you listening may have a reverse relationship where it's the other way around, or that where the wife is more into the physicality of it, and the husband needs more on the emotional side of it. That happens a lot because everyone's different. And men are not always stereotypical men, and women are not always stereotypical women. But one needs to work through this. If one refrains, or both of them are refraining from sexual intimacy because of a deep hurt, they need to work through that hurt. Sometimes it's severe childhood trauma or other reasons. They need to work through it. So that's very, very important. That's very important to understand, very important to work with. But the idea is not to look to have, like husbands need to understand this. In other words, like, oh, they think if they do grocery shopping, or if they help out at night more, then they automatically in their brain thinks, okay, for sure that counts, that I'm going to have sex later on with their wives. Not so. Not necessarily so. It can't be this for that, that for that, that for that, an exchange of favors type of thing. That's not how the relationship is meant to be. Doesn't always work that way. Overall, of course, you give. The more you give, the more you receive in return. Kamayim panim al panim. But that's not how you work through the relationship. You look through with the mindset of loving and helping without expecting something in return, which is not always easy. That's one of the challenges of marriage and of actually being a healthy human being. Not always look for reciprocation. Try, as a matter of fact, very often not to look for reciprocation without expecting something in return. It's not always easy. You know, overall, kamayim panim al panim. But the idea is you don't look at the reward end of it, or you don't look at what you're going to receive back. And just as best as you can to straighten your heart out in a pure way as possible, to assist your wife, to support your wife, to praise your wife, to appreciate your wife, to protect your wife, to please your wife, and take action without expecting the return. Ultimately, over time, kamayim panim al panim, it comes back to you. You know, if there's real issues there that need to be discussed with each other, they could go to somebody, they could work it through. We talked about it very often. It's not a crime. It's even healthy to express needs to one another. But that's not the end-all be-all of it. The purpose is to give. So this is the aside of understanding sexuality within the framework of a marriage, how important it really is, but to redefine it by removing the selfishness from it, by removing the self-centeredness from it and becoming other-centered and understanding that it's a fabric of the overall marriage, but it's not the marriage. And you can't separate the sexual aspects from the relationship. The physical and emotional intimacy of sex need to be combined with one another, not just the physical. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and has Nachas Ruach from, and that's what the Shalom is referenced to when we talk about Shalom. Bracha v'atzlacha.